The Olympic Games in Rio are still in the beginning stages. There are another couple of weeks of competition to go. But for a couple hundred athletes in a few sports, the Games are already over for them. Their events were held start to finish this past weekend. NPR's Melissa Block brings us this story of the one and dones.
From the United States of America, Morgan King.
Weightlifter Morgan King. 5 feet tall, 105 pounds, sporting her lucky orange and silver manicure, was in the spotlight Saturday night, attempting to hoist more than double her body weight in the clean and jerk. Success and a major fist pump. No medal in the end, sixth place, but the Seattle native did set a new U.S. record with an 83-kilogram snatch. And that's it. King's Olympics are over.
I'm done. I know, it's a little surreal.
Surreal. And wouldn't you think anticlimactic to be done so soon?
No. I think that's really cool because, you know, I get to show up, do what I came to do, and, you know, everything I've been working for in the past 4 years, and then I get to enjoy the Olympics.
So that's the upside. She'll put in for tickets to watch her fellow athletes compete. While her U.S. teammates are angsting about their events, she's free to chill.
Oh my gosh.
Do some sightseeing.
We're in Brazil, like one of the most beautiful places in the world. Like, you can't beat that.
On her list, Sugarloaf Mountain, the Christ the Redeemer statue.
And then I want to go to the beach. I know everyone's scared of it, but I'm willing to take the risk.
The Olympics are also over for Australian air pistol shooter Blake Blackburn. His event was Saturday, too, which means that, like Morgan King, he had to skip the fun of Friday's opening ceremonies. They went way late into the night.
Straight away, once I seen the schedule, I told myself, I told all the coaches, like, I'm not going. You know, it's something that would have been awesome to go to, but at the same time, like, I'm here for a job, here for a reason, and that was always what comes first.
So after years of constant training, his Olympics boiled down to a little over an hour on the shooting range. Blackburn says today he'll be back in the gym, training for the next competition. Tokyo 2020, anyone? Melissa Block, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.